Welcome to Academic Challenge, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features a scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams. From Bridgman, your name and something that you want for Christmas.
I'm Sydney, and what I want for Christmas is a Wacom Pen and Touch tablet that is used for animation.
Excellent. Ooh.
I'm Savannah, and I kind of want another cat.
Okay. I'm Brandon, and I want a canvas day pack for camping.
All right. And the captain tonight for Bridgman?
I'm the captain.
Savannah, and your coach or coaches?
Mr. Nika and Mr. Noel are our coaches.
All right. And Coloma. Your name, and what do you want for Christmas?
I'm Matt, and all I want for Christmas is some A's on my exams.
Excellent.
Brandon, and I just want some snow.
Well, you're getting that.
Your wish granted.
I'm Riley, and I'm going to have to go old school. I want a pony.
I'm Spencer, and I want world peace. We'll say that.
Hey, that's what I said earlier.
World peace. And who's the captain tonight for Coloma?
I am.
Spencer, your coach or coaches?
Mr. Sheen and Mrs. Glisson.
Excellent. Well, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the winner, or we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Good.
And I love the world peace.
All right. Everybody's ready for Academic Challenge? We're going to start once you read that first question.
For 5 points... The Greek historian Herodotus reported that it had taken 100,000 men 20 years to build which of the 7 wonders of the ancient world?
Riley from Coloma?
The Pyramid of Giza.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, the starting substances in a chemical reaction are called the reactants. What do we call the substances that are formed by the chemical reaction?
Matt from Coloma?
The reagents.
Incorrect.
Brendan from Bridgman?
The products.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, until 1787, a simple majority vote, 50% plus one, decided issues in most of the representative governments in the world. What new concept was introduced by the United States Constitution?
Brennan from Bridgman?
A representative democracy?
Incorrect.
Coloma. Brennan from Coloma?
A supermajority?
That is correct. It's called extraordinary or supermajority, 2/3. That was 10 points. For 5 points, Socrates left no writings of his own. We know him through the records of 2 other Greeks. Name either one of them.
Spencer from Coloma?
Aristotle.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Brandon from Bridgman?
Sorry. Plato?
That is correct for 5 points. You know the other one?
Good job.
Xenophon. For 10 points, but you get the 5 points. For 10 points, in 1858, John Butterfield began his stagecoach services between the Mississippi and which state?
Matt from Coloma?
California.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, many natural forces obey the inverse square law. What's the only natural shape whose surface area increases as the square of its distance from a central point?
Riley from Coloma.
A circle?
Yeah. That is a correct answer. That's 5 points for Coloma. For 10 points, a photograph of a bullet helped to convict Sacco of Sacco and Vanzetti fame back in the 1920s. What are such tests of bullets called?
Brandon from Bridgman?
Ballistic test.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the March of Dimes was founded in 1938 by Franklin Roosevelt, although today it is concerned with the general prevention of birth defects and childhood diseases. What specific disease was the March of Dimes originally established to fight?
Spencer from Coloma?
Polio.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, in which medium does an Egyptian or American lotus plant grow?
Riley from Coloma?
In water.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, name the three states represented in the name of the city of Texarkana.
Matt from Coloma?
Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, even the river in this major U.S. city runs green on St. Patrick's Day when it pours in about 100 pounds of green vegetable dye. About an hour later, its annual parade starts up Dearborn Street. What is the city?
Matt from Coloma?
Boston.
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Brandon from Bridgman?
New York.
Chicago. Oh. For 10 points, name the capital of the New England state with the lowest population.
Spencer from Coloma?
Montpelier.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, you're deep in the wilderness, high on the flank of a snow-capped peak. Night is closing in, and the temperature is plummeting. You make camp, pitch your tent, and discover you only have one match. And your equipment includes a kerosene lantern, a butane cooking stove, and a gasoline heater. Which should you light first?
Spencer from Coloma?
The match.
That is correct for 5 points. Very good listening. For 10 points, allergy sufferers often take antihistamines. Spell antihistamine.
Brandon from Bridgman?
A-N-T-I-H-I-S-T-A-M-I-N-E-S.
That is correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, what is the name for the replay made in a debate intended to show a fault in the opponent's argument? I'm sorry. Cancel that.
We're going to clear the board.
What is the name for the reply, not replay? What is the name for the reply made in a debate intended to show fault in an opponent's argument?
Savannah from Bridgman.
The rebuttal.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, if a woman's size is 3, 5, 7, 9, or 11, in what department would she buy clothes?
Riley from Coloma.
The women's department.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 10 seconds. Savannah from Bridgman.
The plus size department.
Incorrect. The junior department.
Oh, I was going to say that.
And this is the final question of the half.
I should have said it.
For 10 points, which two Shakespearean plays have seasons in their titles?
Go ahead. It was Riley from Coloma.
A Midnight Summer's Dream and... That's the last one.
All right.
Incorrect.
Sorry. You need Bridgman. Two.
Bridgman?
Time.
Midsummer Night's Dream is correct. And The Winter's Tale.
Oh, okay. That makes
all
sense.
Right.
I knew The Midsummer's Dream.
All right. And that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Coloma 60, Bridgman 40. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer as many questions, answer any questions the first team could not answer. Bridgman, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these categories, which are church history, insects, advertising. What do you choose, Savannah?
Advertising.
Advertising it is.
And there is a setup.
And the setup for advertising, Bill?
Name the company or product identified by the following symbols.
All right. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
What beverage used as a pitcher with a smiling face on it as a symbol?
Pass.
This company used Elsie the cow as a symbol.
Milk Life.
Incorrect. A sad-looking basset hound was used in ads for what?
Pass.
This company uses an arm holding a heavy hammer.
Arm and Hammer.
Correct. Poppin' Fresh was an animated pitchman for this Miller.
Pass.
An Indian chief is a symbol for what automobile?
Indian motorcycles.
Incorrect. Who does Charlie the Talking Tuna work for?
You can go ahead and answer it. Okay. That's one. All right, Bridgman, you answered one question for a total of 10 points. Now, there are still nine questions that are unanswered, so for a possible extra 90 points. The setup one more time, Bill?
Name the company or product identified by the following symbols.
All right. Coloma, your time will start once he reads the first question.
What beverage used a pitcher with a smiling face on it as a symbol?
Kool-Aid.
Correct. This company used Elsie the cow as a symbol.
Daisy?
Incorrect. It was Borden. A sad-looking basset hound was used in ads for what?
Dog World? No.
Hush Puppies. Poppin' Fresh was an animated pitchman for this Miller.
Alka-Seltzer?
Pillsbury. An Indian chief is a symbol for what automobile?
Cherokee?
Incorrect. Pontiac. Who does Charlie the Talking Tuna work for?
Mr. Tuna.
Starkist. Sailor Jack and his dog Bingo are on this product's packaging.
Captain Crunch.
Cracker Jack.
That's time. That's one. All right. You answered one question for an extra 10 points, Coloma. It's now your turn to choose from the remaining two categories of church history or insects.
We're going to go with church history.
Church history. All right. Is there a setup to church history?
No, there is not.
All right. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
Translate into English the Latin words for which AD stands.
After death.
After death.
Incorrect. Within 5 years, in what year was Jesus Christ crucified?
31.
AD. That is correct. In what century was Christianity first accepted by the Roman Empire as a legal religion?
The 4th century.
That's correct. What empire grew from the Eastern Roman Empire?
The Byzantine Empire.
Correct. What religion came to Japan from Korea in the 6th century AD?
Shinto.
Incorrect. Who was crowned Emperor of the West by Pope Leo III in AD 800?
Charlemagne.
Correct. The first began in 1096, the last in 1270. Of what religious wars am I speaking?
The Crusades.
Correct. From 1309 to 1377, where was the ruling center for the Catholic Church?
Go ahead.
Paris?
Incorrect. Okay, they got five.
All right. Coloma answered five questions for a total of 50 points. That leaves there's five questions still available for Bridgman for an extra possible 50 points. Bridgman, your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
Translate into English the Latin words for which AD stands.
After deception.
Incorrect. It's the year of our Lord. What religion came to Japan from Korea in the 6th century AD?
Pass.
From 1309 to 1377, where was the ruling center of the Catholic Church?
Rome.
Incorrect. It was Avignon in France. What religious group profited from the Edict of Nantes?
Protestants.
Correct. What was founded in each of these California towns in the 18th century? San Juan Bautista, San Luis Obispo, San Juan Capistrano.
Pass.
What religion came to Japan from Korea in the 6th century AD?
Go ahead, answer.
Buddhism.
Correct.
Nope. Okay, Buddhism.
That's correct.
Either way.
That was correct.
All right. That's the end of our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Coloma 120, Bridgman 70. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Coloma, Spencer, what's happening in Coloma?
Greetings from Coloma. Our varsity basketball team won their first game of the season against Buchanan Tuesday with a score of 89-61. Coloma recently hosted the 2017 Sunset Coast Splash First Tech Challenge Robotics Qualifier. We'd like to thank all the teams who participated, and we'd like to congratulate the winners from Vicksburg and St. Joseph. Coloma High School Band, the Coloma High School Band concert is Sunday the 10th and starts at 6 p.m. The concert will start with the percussion ensemble and later the entire band. Congratulations to Matthew Davis, named to the Academic All-State First Team for football. Finally, we at Coloma would like to wish everybody a safe and happy holiday season. As always, we would like to thank our sponsors, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, Jonah McDonough, Signature Automotive Group, and WSJM for hosting this event.
Excellent. And Savannah, what's happening in Bridgman?
The boys swim team is at BHS tonight competing against Battle Creek. The JV girls basketball team competed this past Wednesday against New Buffalo. The band and choir concert, the band concert is on December 18th and the choir concert is on December 20th. And the JV and varsity boys competed this past Tuesday against Countryside and both teams ended up winning.
Excellent. Well, it looks like there's no substitutions on either side of the... We can sub them in, but we got to do it fast. All right, well, we're going to sub in some real quick. All right, well, we are going to sub in. There's no substitutions on Bridgman, but there is a substitution on Coloma. Go ahead and introduce yourself and the one thing that you want for Christmas.
Hi, my name is Carson, and I want time off of school.
All right. Well, now let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Bridgman and Coloma. Your time is going to start once we read the first question.
For 10 points... We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat. They do not exist. So said what English monarch in 1899 about what war? So there's two answers here.
Time.
It was Queen Victoria in the Boer War. For 5 points, in 1820, it became the last New England state to be admitted to the Union. Name it.
Spencer, from Coloma?
Vermont.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. 10 seconds. Brandon, from Bridgman?
Maine.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, which former first lady did a 1989 People magazine article declare the most stylish woman alive?
Riley from Coloma?
Nancy Reagan.
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Time.
Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. For 5 points.
Oh my gosh.
What adjective combines with the words Elysium to mean a low spreading plant? William to mean a popular garden plant, gum to mean a tall tree, and pea to mean a garden flower. What adjective combines with all of those?
Time?
Sweet. Sweet Alyssum, sweet pea, sweet gum, and sweet William. Of course, sweet William's the best of this group, but otherwise. For 10 points, the name of this phylum of the animal kingdom comes from Greek words meaning jointed feet, but in fact, it is the legs that are joined. Name the phylum.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Insects?
Incorrect.
Colomo? Riley from Colomo?
Sapien?
Incorrect. Anthropods.
I just remembered that.
For 5 points, in which brass instrument can the musical change its pitch by sliding one part of the tube in and out of the other?
Matt from Colomo?
The trombone.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, name any four of the five presidents elected in the 19th century who died in office.
Riley from Colomo.
John F. Kennedy.
Need four of them.
Oh, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan.
Incorrect.
Bridgman?
It was the 19th century, so 1800s. So neither one of Reagan or Kennedy. It was William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Abraham Lincoln, John Garfield, and William McKinley. For 15 points, The Planets is an orchestral masterpiece of British composer Gustav Holst. The suite contains tonal pictures of all of the planets except for Earth and Pluto. Why is Pluto omitted?
Spencer from Colomo?
It hadn't been discovered yet.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, the Hardy-Weinberg law states that four conditions must be met for genetic equilibrium. Name any one of them.
Sydney from, or I'm sorry, Brandon from Bridgman?
Equal resources?
Incorrect.
Coloma from, go ahead. Time.
Large population size, no migration, random reproduction, and no mutations. For 20 points, many of the Christians of the early church at Jerusalem sold their possessions and gave the proceeds to the church. But one couple lied about the price received for their property and held back part of it when others were giving the entire sale price to the church. Name this dishonest man and his wife.
Matt from Colomo?
Judas.
Incorrect. Good guess.
Bridgman? Time.
Ananias and Sapphiris. A math question for 15 points. In her will, a woman left one half of her estate to her husband. She left one third to her daughter and the balance of $12,000 to her son. What was the total value of her estate?
Matt from Coloma?
72,000.
That is correct for 15 points. Another math question for 15 points.
And this will be the final question of the match.
We'll fix you. Express the number 2,000 as the product of its primes.
Matt from Coloma.
2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 5 times 5 times 5.
That is correct for 15 points. Very well done.
All right.
Did I miss something?
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the score and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 170 to 75 is the team from Coloma. Congratulations, Coloma.
Good job, Richmond. Well done, Samantha.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, St. Joseph and Lakeshore go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.